Tonight's shir, Simon Sadi Zayin, Shlo Yigahek, V'Shlo Yifahek, B'Shas HaTfilah. One should not burp or yawn during Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Aleph, Lo Yigahek, which the Ramo adds, Motzi Migufo L'Piv Nefich Metoch Sava'o, he expels air from his mouth because he's overly full. Right here, Balaz, some touch it as a belch burp. V'Lo Yifahek, to open his mouth wide to expel air is to yawn. But let's say he needs to yawn and he can't control it. Then he should put his hand over his mouth that it shouldn't be apparent his opening his mouth wide like that.
Our mothers were right.
One should not hold his hand on his chin when he davens, that appears like arrogance. Sometimes people ponder, they rub their chin, they hold their chin. That's not how you stand Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, that's not how you should position your hand on your chin. Let's say a person can't control the need to yawn. So he can't. We'll say the same thing. If he can't control a burp, so he can't control it. There's no isser. The notes point out that you don't daven during that time. Don't try to say the words of tefillah during a yawn or during a burp. You should stop, and then he will yawn, or then he would burp, and then he goes back to his davening. Umad lo nekato, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch only mentioned yawning mitoch onus, but not gihuk, because maybe there's a difference of where you put your hand. When a person yawns, he should cover his mouth. If a person burps, maybe there's no chiyuv to cover your mouth. You don't open your mouth that wide for a burp. And it's a very brief amount of time. As opposed to a yawn, it could take quite a bit. So there, the Shulchan Aruch specifies that if a person is going to yawn during Shemoneh Esrei, make sure to cover his mouth with his hand. He should not daven with his hand resting on his chin. The lower jaw. But a cantor who will put his hand on his chin when he's singing is allowed. That's not intended to show arrogance. They're somehow adjusting the pitch, the sound. If he wouldn't be during singing, he shouldn't do it either. Seif Beis. It's forbidden to spit during Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say he can't control it, he has to spit. He should spit into one of his garments in a way that it's not apparent. But if he's delicate, he can't stand to see something not nice or something disgusting. So such a person cannot bear the thought of spitting into one of his garments. So he'll turn back and spit behind him. Stop here. Let's take a look in Mishneh Berurah. Sivkan gimel laroik. It's forbidden to spit. V'kol she'aser b'tocha tefillah, aser afilu b'tachanun shel achar tefillah. When we say it's aser to do something during davening, that includes during the tachanunim afterwards, like elokai netzur and so on. D'kol zman shel pasah, as long as he didn't step back, he's still standing before the king, so that whole duration he may not spit. Sifkan dal eafshlo v'chul. Let's say he can't control it. He's got to spit. Gon sheyitzdar b'zeh, meaning he caused him great discomfort to leave in his mouth. V'yitar b'tfilaso, and it will disturb his davening. So the halacha is that he would be able to spit into some material, some cloth, something he's wearing. V'achra kika yamtik dehilch dal amis. That after he spits, he waits the time it takes to walk for amis. Urchadev simin sadi beis. If test, as we mentioned before, in simin sadi beis. But it has to be such that the spit will not be noticed in his clothing. Perhaps he's going to spit into an undergarment that isn't seen from the outside. But an outer garment, since it's visible to everybody, asur, can't do that. In our land where we wear this article of clothing called patzelis, even though the spit is visible, near the mutter, it would seem that it's okay. The kinyan she'asa l'kach, since it's made for that, ain bo mishum mius, there's no mius. Can't cause the magen avam. So writes the magen avam. Al shay achronim kasu shagam bezet tzarich lichruch makom harog she'nira. Other achronim say no. Even in this case, you should wrap up the spot of the spit, and it shouldn't be seen. So I don't know if this pasalis is a kind of scarf.
Or a handkerchief.
Handkerchief, I don't know if you're wearing it, this is wondering. But even if it's a scarf, and maybe people do that all the time, but make sure that he says, the achronim say to cover it up, it should be folded over. Sivkan vav. Someone who's delicate can't even bear the thought of doing that. So he can't spit to be absorbed in his clothing, perish. For him, it's disgusting that the spit is absorbed in his garment. Or he can't keep it in his mouth until he can absorb it in the garment. Or it's a nice garment he doesn't want to soil. And if he would make him wait until it gets absorbed into the garment, that's also too big a delay for him. So in this case, the etza is tzadaka spit. Sivkan zayin zorkal achrov. He should turn back and spit behind him. Sivkan zayin zorkal achrov. He should spit backwards. Hayin shahoyfich panav laachrov. Turn his face back. Osha zorkal biyadolachrov. Or maybe in his hand, and he tosses his hand back. Avalo klapi mila, but he shouldn't spit upwards. Shenir kikoyf. That looks like a person is chasom spitting klapi mila for Zakadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramah addresses the issue of which direction he's going to spit. Ramah says, "V'im i'efshalo l'zarkol acharof." Let's say he can't spit behind him. Zarkol l'smoylai avlo l'yimino. So he should turn to his left and spit, and not to his right. The koshkin the front of the asher, certainly he cannot spit forward. I would come on very simen kuf kuf gimel later on in simen reish. This is the beginning of simen kuf kuf gimel. When a person steps back from Shemona Esrei, he bows to the left and then he bows to the right. First, he turns to the left. Could we say that's the right of Hashem, who's opposite him? So how can I say that if he's going to spit from Shemona Esrei, spit to the left and not to the right? If he spit to the left, isn't that the right of the Shechina? Yesh lomar. We could explain that Tom, the reason is, we say the Shechina never descends within 10 tefachim of the ground. So Shechina is not right there in front of the Mispalel. So if he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei and he needs to spit, better to spit on the left than on the right. We want to give cover to the right. Don't spit on the right, spit to the left. When you take three steps back, so now you've moved away from your place of tefillah. So now you are connected to the Shechina. Now you're facing the Shechina. Well, if you give shalom small, therefore you give shalom first to the left, which is opposite the yamin of Hashem. So the way he seems to be saying it is that if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're not connected to the Shechina, so don't spit on the right. Rather spit on the left. But once you step back three steps from the Makom Tefillah, now the distance allows you to be more facing the Shechina. So then you dafka bow to the left first, which is the right of the Shechina. But we don't say that you are disgracing the Yamin of the Shechina if you're standing in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you were to spit to the left.
Sounds it should be opposite.
That's why it's the Kasha. He doesn't catch. Which one is it? Which is more chashuv, the right or the left? We're saying by spitting, the right is more chashuv. But when it comes to bowing at the end of Shemona Esrei, we're saying the left is more chashuv. So we're saying if you step back, then the left is more chashuv. But if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, the right is more chashuv. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ches. V'koshkein Lefanov. You certainly cannot spit forward. So you say when you daven, the Shechina is in front of you. But let's say the only way to spit is straight ahead or to the right. And it's causing him discomfort that he can't spit. He can spit to the right and even to spit in front of him if that's what he has to do. Sifkan test. Yesh lomar tam v'chulu. So the Ramah is bothered by the difference between stepping back Shmon Esrei and spitting during Shmon Esrei. V'achonim tirtzu v'shitas. The later commentaries have a simple solution. D'hachav v'shasvi ki kaso misak ben ha'kavah shechina. If a person is spitting during Shmon Esrei, the shechina is gone. Like, we're not dealing with shechina if you're spitting during Shmon Esrei. The same idea we said in Simon Gimel. You have to tell the Malachim, please excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom. So if we're saying it's like he departs from the Shechina because he has to spit, so now all you have is the person himself. You have his right and his left. So his right is more chasher than his left. But in Kuf Chav Gimel, we're talking about the end of Shmon Esrei. We're taught someone who's bowing at the end of Shmon Esrei to the Shechina. So we go by the right of the Shechina, which is his left. At the end of Shmon Esrei, when he turns left, that's the right of the Shechina. What's something to say? When you bow at the end of Shmon Esrei, your intent is to bow towards the Shechina. Shilo Malam Esrei is above 10. Because it doesn't go less than 10, like the Ramah began. So if Gimel, Imkina o Katsto, if a person dies from an Esrei, and a louse is biting him, he can rub his clothing to get rid of this louse, that it should not interfere with his thought process for Shmon Esrei. Avalo Yisrenu B'yadav, he shouldn't pick it up with his hand to remove it. The most is v'davka b'shas tefila. This is specific when he's darshan esrei. Al shlo b'shas tefila. If it's not in the shmon esrei, yochalito kino zarko b'sa knesses. He can take the louse and throw it off of him with his hand. In shul, ayin le'el simen dalts. If yitches le'vak and simen dalt. Mishnah Berurah of Kanyan Ach biyado. He should not remove the louse with his hand. If he did take it with his hand. He has to rub his hand on the wall or something else. Like we said before, if there's no water to wash his hands, then he just rubs it on a surface to clean his hands. Look back in Simen Dal. The Vurish Shav is clarified there. Whoever touches a louse has to wash his hands in water. Because of Ruach Ra on the hands. The Kolshkin and Mukhoid, certainly if it's before davening, he should wash his hands because he's about to daven and he touched a louse. The simple halacha would seem that if a person sees a mosquito during davening, he can get rid of the mosquito also. I don't think I have the same idea of ruach ra that we apply to the louse, but as far as his disturbed, I can't daven, the mosquito is going to bite me, so he can get rid of the mosquito and then go back to his davening. Seiv Dalit. If someone's talis slipped off during Shmon Esrei, he can handle it to put it back in place. But if the whole talis fell down, he cannot rewrap himself in the talis. It's an interruption during Shmon Esrei. He can handle the talis that's slipping out of place. Even if most of it fell, he can readjust it. Sivkan Yadalid. But if Kulo, if all of it fell, Afilam Nishar Yadam Yodo, even if it's in his hand, but it's not in his body, Hatifa Havihafsi, to rewrap himself in the talus is considered an interruption. Sivkan Tes Vav, Eino Yachol, Vichul, he can't rewrap himself up. Vim Avihisatim, well, let's say he did. He wasn't supposed to, but he rewrapped himself in the talus. Ein Serach Lahaskam et Chisa Bracha, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Rather, he just concludes from where he left off and continues. So when he finishes his davening, he should re-handle the scissor strings and make a bracha. Because he's going with the halacha, that if someone's talus falls off during davening, he has to make a bracha when he puts it back on, if the whole talus fell off. We mentioned Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that one does not have to make another bracha if the talus falls off during davening. It's only at the end of davening, then you have to make another bracha if he puts it back on. Look back at Simeches and Siftes and the Mishnah Berurah. Zaken Shemesim Batei Einayim Shekoyim Bril. An older person who needs the benefit of glasses that are called Bril. These are lenses without temples. It's a breast on his nose, but there's no temples to it. Imhem Rufuyim B'chotmo. If they're loose on his nose, Shakar of Lipa, they create Mishtachavis, and they will likely fall off his face when he bows and kneels in Shemoneh Esrei. Nachal Nahach Meshayikshem Etchila Bechut. He should make a point of tying them onto his face that they shouldn't fall off. We have temples on our glasses that usually don't fall off, but those did not have the temple, so we have to adjust it that it shouldn't fall off when he's davening. Sif Kon Tezayin, the Havi Hefsik. If the talus falls off, he shouldn't put it back on because it's a Hefsik. If lo shu tardai dezel less, he can't focus without the talus. If you can't kavana, you'll be shenek shisam bracha. He should finish the bracha and then put the talus back on. So all these halachas of things you're not supposed to do during davening, because there are distractions and interruptions. But if you can't daven without it, then you stop and do what you have to do so you can continue to daven with proper kavana. The notes point out that he's not supposed to wrap himself up, but someone else can do it for him. If someone else helps him with his talus and covers him up, nothing wrong with that. Just he can't do it for himself. Se'if hey. Hanosi masui al ksefa v'higi esman tefila. If someone is carrying some kind of burden on his shoulders and it comes time to daven, pachos me'arba kav, if it's less than 4 kav in volume, mafshilu la'acharov u'mispal, he could put it over his back and daven with it. Abo kav, once it's 4 kav, menich magavi kark, he should put it down on the ground, u'mispal and he should daven. So the notes point out the shear of 4 kav, quantum chayim noah, is 5.5 kilograms, quantum chazanish is 9.6 liters, in volume, not in weight. It's not a weight, it's a volume. Se'if kon yudzayin al-gabi karka. He should put it on the ground. The masu shall arba kavanim heimalov mevalas nechavanas. If you have such a big masu, such a big burden on your shoulders, or the carrying, that's considered an interference to kavana. So basically, you have a backpack. So if it's very small, it could be a good dash on an essay with it on. But if it's larger, one should remove it.